This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. With us for this hour is Harry Cooper, SharkHunters.com. SharkHunters.com. And we're going to be talking about several things. Ava Brown, we're going to be talking about the escape of Adolf Hitler to Argentina. Welcome, Harry Cooper.
Good afternoon. Well, I guess it's still good morning where you're at.
It is. Harry, I just want to let the class know I've met Harry. He's been at the Get Prepared Expo. He came up from headquarters in Florida to Missouri this year, and it was great to see Harry again. I've seen him at several events and military extravaganzas and so forth, and he's been there, and I met him over the years, and it was great to see him again here in Missouri. So, Harry, I have a copy of a book in my hands that you've autographed, Hitler in Argentina, The Documented Truth of Hitler's Escape from Berlin. And now, the question that some may be asking is, why would we be talking about this in a preparedness broadcast classroom? And my answer to this is very simple. If you believe the mainstream media, I'm not talking about Harry Cooper, but I'm talking about if a person believes it, the mainstream media, for all of their information, you are going to be duped. You are going to be lied to. And you won't be able to prepare if you believe the things they're saying. For example, we've learned from the mainstream media that the economy is doing really well. Jobs are plentiful. Inflation is low. Not where I live. None of that's true where I live. And so I remember learning in elementary school that Adolf Hitler and his wife, of a very, very short time, measured in hours, committed suicide at the end of, or in the last hours of World War II. And there are images on the internet of their burned bodies. And I remember as early as elementary school thinking, really? So a man who has been able to amass so many people to go in one direction for the benefit of Germany, would he really kill himself? Why would he do that? And why would his wife kill herself? It didn't make any sense to me. So my question to Harry Cooper is, Harry, did Adolf Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun Hitler, commit suicide in the last hours of World War II?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's what we were told in school. I'm older than you are, and I remember, as a matter of fact, I was born the day after the German troops marched into Poland. So I remember the end of the war, and everybody was all excited. Hitler had shot himself, and Eva Braun had taken poison, and the propaganda was all full tilt, and it's still going about what an evil guy he was and how he committed suicide, and Eva Braun committed suicide. It's absolutely not true. It's absolute propaganda. I go to Germany two or three times a year, every year since 1988, talking to a lot of the people. I've been to Argentina four times. I'm going again this February to Argentina Uruguay, Paraguay, and Brazil to talk to more people, to see more places where the Third Reich was moved, basically. It wasn't only Hitler and Eva Braun. It was also Martin Bormann and thousands of people from the Reich went down there. It's very long and complicated, and you don't have time on your one-hour show for the whole 33 years worth of research, but the Third Reich did not perish on the 8th of May, 1945, when Jodl and Keitel surrendered. The majority of it moved down to South America. Some did get caught, of course, like Goering and Dönitz and Raeder, et cetera, all the guys who were appearing at the Nuremberg tribunals. But thousands of others got to Argentina, and from there, some spread out. Most stayed in Argentina because Perón was pretty well bought for by the billions of dollars worth of stuff that Martin Bormann brought down there. So it would have, you know, people say, why didn't they go after him? And as we're finding out now, there are some outfits that are all excited now, wetting their pants, that the FBI files have just been declassified last year. Well, we've had those files for 6 years. One of our guys, I won't go into great detail, but one of our guys got those FBI files for us about 6 years ago. I was in Argentina. I met people who knew Hitler down there. I was in the estate where he lived, which is deserted or abandoned or whatever the word you want to use. Nobody lives there. It's owned by someone, but and so I was there, took pictures. They're all on the website, sharkhunters.com. And just click on previous tours, and you'll see all the places we've been in Argentina. The eyewitness accounts, turns out, were not eyewitnesses at all. And as I say, it's all explained in the book, Hitler in Argentina. And the people can listen to or look at it. I'm sorry. There are also reviews on another site we have set up called www.hitlerinargentina.com. No spaces in that word. Hitler in Argentina is all one great big long word. So to answer your question, they did not commit suicide. They did live out their lives in Argentina. Hitler died in about 1963. Martin Bormann died, we think, 1959. And Eva Braun was still alive in 2002, which really is no big deal. She was born 1912. That made her 90 years old in 2002. My grandparents hit their 90s. Lots of people go to their 90s and beyond, so that's not an unusual.
Harry, I'm at the site right now, hitlerinargentina.com, and there is an image of Hitler's hidden estate in Patagonia.
Yes, I took that picture.
It's quite nice. I mean, it's very comfortable looking.
Yeah, there's a story behind that also. That place was built in the closing moments of World War II. Now remember, in by late 1943, early 1944, everyone, including Helen Keller, could see the handwriting on the wall. Germany was going to lose, and all their bravado about we're going to fight to the last man meant we're going to fight to the last sergeant while the rest of us get out of town. And so that place was built in the closing moments of World War II, built by money from Mercedes of Argentina, allegedly as a holiday place for the executives, I guess, you know, to go fishing or skiing, because it's a fantastic place. I've been there twice. It's a beautiful town, huge, big, wonderful lake. Incidentally, the German scientists built a nuclear research laboratory on an island in that lake a couple of years after the war ended, but that's another whole story. So nobody from Mercedes ever went to the place. It sat empty until Hitler and Eva Braun got there in late 45, early 46, which was summertime down there. And they stayed there for 10 to 15 years until the place was discovered as a tourist area. And so they left to continue their anonymity. And to the best of our research, from the time they moved out, nobody else has ever lived there. So the place has only had the one occupant, or one pair of occupants, Hitler and Eva. And the place is still for sale. It's been for sale for as long as I've been going down there. 40 million Yankee dollars was the asking price. I don't know what it is now. Beautiful place, several outbuildings, several guest cottages, huge chunk of land on a lake. The only way you could get to it was by water. And during the time after the war, when Hitler and Eva Braun lived there, and the town Bere Lorci had a whole lot of people from the SS, and they had armed security all around the lake, both on the land, and they had boats on the water, you know, regular speed boats, only with armed soldiers. The only way you could get there was by water, and if you came from one direction, you had to pass a medieval-looking tower that had maybe a couple of soldiers, and their only job was to keep track of who was coming and going and to alert the estate that somebody was on the way. Or if somebody was coming from a different direction, they had to pass a bunker, not a combat bunker, but just more or less a barracks facility. And again, they would be reported to the estate. And there are photos of those on the website, and they're still there. And as I say, I'm going back down there in February to several countries. So the place is still there. If you've got a ton of money and don't know what to do with it, you can go buy that place for 40 million Yankee dollars.
Wouldn't that be something to own that property?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I wish I had that kind of money. Be a great place for spending the Northern Hemisphere winters down there, because that's summer down there. And every time I go there, I get a sunburn. I go there in January, I come home with a
Harry,
sunburn.
Harry, hold that thought. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Harry Cooper's with us, and we're talking about Adolf Hitler in the final hours of World War II, that he did not commit suicide, and neither did his wife, and they escaped to Argentina with the assistance of funding from Mercedes of Argentina. And if you go to the same website where I am, Hitler in Argentina, you'll be able to see the image of his estate in Patagonia. And you'll see a picture of a secret German nuclear laboratory. And you'll see an image of a building that says a German hotel with plastic surgery clinic into the 1960s. Now, that all makes sense to me. The clinic for plastic surgery. So, do you think, Harry, that maybe Martin Bormann and Adolf Hitler and maybe Eva Braun Hitler had plastic surgery?
I don't know about Eva Braun, but or Bormann, but it would stand to reason that probably most likely Hitler did, but thousands of others did who were on the watch list, the want list. The hotel you're speaking of there is the Hotel Vienna, spelled with only one N, and it was in by a little tiny town called Miramar, about 400 miles to the northwest of Buenos Aires, which even today is kind of out in the boonies, but back in the 40s, 50s, etc., it could have been on the dark side of the moon. And that hotel, it was a luxury hotel resort. It only had Germans in it. It was built in 45, the closing moments of the war, and it had air conditioning and it had elevators in 1945. It also had the plastic surgery clinic. And if you look at the picture, there was a lookout tower, I think it was 60 meters high or something like that. Why would you need a lookout tower for a resort? And this was right on the shore of a salt lake in northern Argentina. And for some reason, let me back up a bit. A friend of mine, a guy who his parents were very, very high up in the Third Reich hierarchy. And he moved down there with his mother his mother moved down there with him at the close of the war. He was just a couple years old when the war ended. He was in that hotel in the early 60s. And he said it was going full tilt, full of German people. The plastic surgery clinic was going every day. So obviously there was a reason for it. And then some years after that, God knows why, the lake just suddenly rose and rose and rose and just went all the way up to the ceiling of the first floor in this hotel, which of course destroyed it. And then the lake receded, and I was there a few years ago. It's all locked up and surrounded by a fence. But fortunately, same situation as when I went to Hitler's estate. I knew how to penetrate security, let's put it that way. And I let myself into the hotel and took a lot of photos. Whenever we go into places like this, we never touch anything. We never take anything except photographs. And I took some video, too. But the photographs are on our regular home site, sharkhunters.com, and go to previous tours. And all the paintings hanging on the wall and the big photographs were all German cities, German monuments. And as I said, this friend of mine was there in the early 60s. And he said it was going full tilt. It was all Germans there. Also, when he was a little younger, and after they had escaped, he and his mother had escaped from Germany, they had a coffee plantation in Bolivia. And he was about 20, 21 years old, and he was riding his horse, and the horse pitched him or he fell off or whatever, broke his arm, knocked him out, and when he came to back at the house, the doctor was setting his arm, and that was Dr. Joseph Mengele was setting his arm. A heck of a story there.
Absolutely. And when we come back, a question I'd like to ask you is about Theodore Morell, Dr. Morell, Adolf Hitler's personal physician. And my understanding, he was poisoning Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's-like symptoms. How well did he survive that in Argentina?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. Today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay. Harry Cooper's with us. And, Harry, you know, I was thinking about Adolf Hitler's personal physician, Theodor Morell. And my understanding, and I don't know if this is true, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, that he was giving Adolf Hitler injections of arsenic, he was giving him opium, and he was slowly poisoning Adolf Hitler secretly. And the images that I've seen of Adolf Hitler toward the end of the war, he aged very quickly, and there was an image of a man that looked like Adolf Hitler, maybe that was a double, where he was kind of shaking with Parkinson's-like symptoms. How would you address that?
Yeah, we've heard those stories too, and he did look pretty pretty rocky toward the end, but it depends on the date you're talking about, because the last week or two or three, whatever, it was not Adolf Hitler. It was a guy named Joseph Silip, S-I-L-I-P, who was a distant relative of Hitler. We've traced his family back to where it joins Hitler's family in the year 1694 or 97, something like that. He looked like Hitler. He talked like Hitler. He had the same unique Austrian dialect from that section of Austria where Hitler came. And so the SS found him, brought him back to Berlin in the early part of 1944, I believe it was, and he was trained how to act like Hitler, etc. So that famous picture of Hitler patting the young boy on the cheek, you know, the Hitler youth, that was not Hitler, that was Silip. And from 23 April 1945 onward, there were no orders signed by Hitler. They were all signed by Martin Bormann from that time forward, which would indicate that Hitler was already long gone. And our member, we've got 8,000 members in Shark Hunters now that get our monthly magazine. Information on that is at sharkhunters.com also, or they can just email me at sharkhunters@earthlink.net. Anyhow, this member, Don Angel Alcazar de Velasco, he was a Spaniard working for the Third Reich during the war, and he was stationed in the Fuhrer the last few months of the war as part of his duty, and every day he had to make a report to Hitler. So he knew the guy. And he saw Hitler and Eva Braun forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann and removed from the Fuhrer bunker because Bormann wanted to keep the Reich alive and needed a figurehead. Then after they got down to South America, Bormann pretty well took over and realized he was better off making money in running huge corporations, etc., than to have the werewolves pop up again and start World War II all over. And so Hitler was just pretty well shuffled off into the background. When Don Angel went down to meet with Hitler in 1952, he described it, and he said the guy, his left hand was almost useless. It was shaking, you know, almost useless. He had problems drooling a little bit, and his left eye didn't seem like it was working very well. All that description's in the book, Hitler in Argentina. And so he was only with Hitler for maybe half an hour. He had flown down. Now, when he told me about it, he said he went down to Antarctica. I don't buy that. Don Angel was a professional spook, and spooks lie. That's part of their job. They call it disinformation or misinformation. So the way he described the facility where he landed in the dead of winter with a ski-equipped plane, a Ju-52, he described the facility down there. And the description exactly matches the place where Hitler lived in Bariloche, which is in Patagonia. So I'm pretty sure he was in Patagonia in that facility and definitely not in Antarctica. We hear all sorts of stories about Antarctica, but lots of smoke, but no fire yet. So, but anyhow, he described Hitler, and Hitler was in pretty bumpy shape. And then in 58, Don Angel went to meet with Martin Bormann at a farm in Bolivia. And I'm in contact with Don Angel's two sons, and I'm trying to get the description and the location of this farm from them so that I can visit that when I'm in Argentina, well, in South America in February. So It's a gigantic onion, and every time you peel off one layer, there's more to go.
You know, we talked about doubles. What about Joseph Goebbels? You know, did he commit suicide? You know, with his wife, and were their bodies of the children burned? What happened there? Do you have information on that as well?
You must have been looking over my shoulder for the last week or two. There's a story about to break with that, and it's not my story, so I can't get into it too much. But just because you see pictures of dead people doesn't mean those are the same dead people they're supposed to be. We saw pictures of Hitler and Eva Braun dead in the Chancery Garden, and we know that was not Hitler and Eva Braun. And we've seen pictures of Magda Goebbels and the children all laid out dead.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, it's not my story, but there's a story about to break with that.
Okay.
And,
we don't need to break it here, but my question is, Joseph Goebbels was brilliant. I mean, he was a brilliant propagandist. I mean, I think a lot of lessons have been learned and implemented by marketeers all over the world as a result of what he learned and what he demonstrated. Well, I can't imagine him killing himself and his wife and killing their children as well.
That's a well-founded premise on your part.
Okay.
Incidentally, he was not the only brilliant propagandist there. Lena Riefenstahl also, who was an actress, and then she produced Triumph of the Will, which is probably the greatest propaganda movie ever produced. She was a member of Shark Hunters up until she died. But Goebbels and the family, I wouldn't make book that they committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And Martin Bormann, you know, much as they want us to believe that Martin Bormann died on a tank by the main train station in May of 45, it just didn't happen that way. Oh, yes, they found his skeleton, sure. They were digging for a new train station or renovations or something, and some of the workmen were told, no, don't dig by where the construction is here. We need you to dig over here in this area. And they dug, and, oh, they found a skeleton. And they decided to check the DNA to see if it was Martin Bormann. Now, I ask you, Berlin has tens of thousands of skeletons still buried because the devastation was so horrible. Why would you, if you found a skeleton, why would you just decide to test the DNA to see if it was Martin Bormann? Was he holding a little sign that says, "Hi, I'm Marty"? No, and they still can't explain how there were traces of red clay in the skull that's only native to a certain section of Patagonia, because he died in Patagonia in the late 50s. And the powers that be, the people who control our press, thought it would be detrimental to their cause if Bormann's body was to be found down in Paraguay, so they hauled it back to Berlin, and then, they discovered it. Something like, you know, seeding a gold mine, you know, planting little specks of gold in a dead mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, except for the guys we saw in the Nuremberg tribunals, can't really say that the dead people there really were dead there, because in most cases they were not. Scientists, technicians, engineers, Professor Kurt Tank, the guy that designed the Focke Wulf FW-190 called the Butcher Bird because it was such a good fighter plane, he and a whole mob of scientists, technicians, and engineers went down to Argentina. They built some of the most modern fighter planes any of the South American forces had. They built the Pulque jet fighter. Pulque means arrow. And if you remember the Falkland Islands War, lots of Pulque fighters were attacking the British. And the only part of the Argentine military that was really exceptional was their air force. And that's because some of the top flyboys from the Luftwaffe went down there after the war. Hans Ulrich Rudel, probably the greatest pilot ever, And Adolf Galland, who was a member of Shark Hunters, he went down there. And a guy named Werner Baumbach, who was head of Kampfgeschwader 200, which was Bomber Squadron 200, they went down there, and they rebuilt the entire Argentine Air Force to where they were really a tough Air Force. And Kampfgeschwader 200 was a bomber squadron, but it also had all the secret stuff in it. It had the jet fighters, the jet bombers, the rocket fighters, lots of other stuff. And unfortunately for Baumbach, he was training a couple of Argentine pilots on a British Lancaster down there some years after the war. Then they crashed into the Rio de la Plata, and he couldn't get out, and he drowned. But the rest of them lived out their lives. So they got down there. I don't speak Spanish, but I can get along fine with my German in some of those little villages.
Harry Cooper's with us. His website, sharkhunters.com. You can buy the book, get it autographed, and it's 25 plus shipping. We'll be right back, and I'd like to ask about the FW-390.
Uh-huh.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot
cheetahs? God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you'd like to join the 8,000 of us at sharkhunters.com, just go to sharkhunters.com. And you can, you too can be a member and learn more about the real history. And Harry, how many of us do you think in Shark Hunters actually have memorabilia, medals, cloth, documents, and so forth from the German side of World War II?
Boy, that's kind of a an ambiguous question. It's kind of like how much does it cost?
Here's what I'm saying. Do you think there's a great percentage of us at Shark Hunters who have, you know, collected items from the German side of World War II? That's what I'm saying.
There are some that have massive collections. I mean, you know, $1 million worth of stuff. And then others who are primarily interested in the history rather than the memorabilia. And of course, people who can't afford. If I had to pay for the artifacts we have, I wouldn't have them. Because, as you know, I don't take a salary. Nobody gets a salary at Shark Hunters, but we've got a lot of artifacts that were donated by the guys who actually had them during the war years, and they are, you know, here in my collection. But there are others that have, you know, literally millions of dollars worth of stuff in their collection.
Sure. Sure. What the point I was trying to drive home is that there are many in Shark Hunters, many of the membership, who actually take this very, very seriously and own pieces.
Not only that, Vince, but as you know, I take a group every year over to Bavaria and Austria the last week of September, first week of October. And we visit the historic sites in Munich and also in Nuremberg. We go places in Nuremberg nobody else can go. You know, the big tribunal where Hitler used to stand and make his speeches. Anybody can go there. But inside that tribunal is what they call the Golden Room, where Hitler used to have, dinners or receptions, whatever, in there. And the ceiling is still all inlaid with gold swastikas. And the sign on the door says Eingang verboten, which means only Harry's group is welcome here. the mayor's assistant is a member of Shark Hunters, and he's got keys to everything. We go there. We also go down to southern Austria for the Ulrichsberg Memorial. This is when hundreds of veterans, mostly German veterans, but French, Spanish, etc., come together, Americans and even a few Russians come together to remember everyone who fell in battle, no matter what uniform, no matter what flag, anyone who fought honorably and died in battle is remembered. And you can only go there by...
And we have a very short amount of time yet left. Yeah. I'd like to ask you, for those who are doubting this, FW-390, what was that role in Hitler's escape to Argentina?
Yeah, that was, you know, where the United States was rolling out half a dozen long-range aircraft every day. Germany built three super long-range aircraft, six-engine Junkers Ju-390s, and they were numbered, or they were named V1, V2, and V3, which had nothing to do with the rocket weapons. That's just what they named them. V3 never got completed, and it was broken up either by the Allies or by the Germans at the end of the war. V2 was 3 meters longer than V1, so it had a lot more fuel, a lot more range. And V2 is the one that took Hitler out of Germany by way of Norway and then straight down to Uruguay, where it landed on a long road, and that's how he got out.
Harry Cooper, thank you so much for being with us today. And if you'd like to get the book, Hitler in Argentina, The Documented Truth of Hitler's Escape from Berlin, sharkhunters.com. And please, if you buy, ask for an autographed copy. That's what mine is. Harry Cooper, thanks so much for being with us, class. We'll be on the Bunker Files this afternoon, live for 2 hours. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.